This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iowasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we are here on day one of the World Pork Expo, and as we get rolling here, of course, we are looking at all the things going on in the agriculture industry, including what's going on in the Southern Plains with the wheat harvest. It's off to an early start. We've had some good strong runs lately in the wheat complex, and that volatility has been interesting to watch, considering the outside factors weighing on the markets. And of course, a lot is linked to Mother Nature, whether it's dry conditions in Russia or the early start we see in our own Southern Plains. The weather giveth and the weather taketh away. We will talk more right after this.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association's Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
Dr. Kim Anderson is an extension grain marketing economist and says the weather in the Southern Plains has not been the most conducive to harvesting, but considering the fact that they got an early start, it's buying them a slowdown that might really be needed. He thinks that some farmers have been getting ahead of themselves in the harvest process.
Harvest is running a couple weeks early, but the weather that we've got, the humid days, the cloudy, the intermittent rains is slowing it down. That's probably a good thing given that wheat time to dry out and mature. I think if you look at the test weights, they're relatively good, well above 60 pounds. There's some concern about protein. If you look at the Kansas City protein premiums for 11% protein wheat, it's about 95 cents. You go up to 1.2%, it's $1.05, increase 10 cents. Go up to 11.6, up to $1.15, an increase of 20 cents. Big changes to 12, you go up to $1.30, that's 35 cents above 11 protein wheat. And at 13, it's $1.45 or 50 cents above that 11 protein.
Anderson talks about how Russian weather patterns have been having such a large effect on the global marketplace.
Well, if you look at the big force, it's Russia. I think we've had this increase in wheat prices, $1.50, $1.60, because the Russian wheat crop has been lowered, if you go back to January, February time period, from 3.4 billion down to 3 billion. That's 400 million bushel decline in Russian production, 200 million over the last couple weeks. That 400 million is over half of the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop. That's had a big impact.
But just like anywhere else in the grain markets, every region that has a problem seems to open a door for another region to have a banner year. And with Russia and the Ukraine seeing lower production because of drier weather and other logistical problems brought on by geopolitical situations, other countries have been able to step up to the plate and make up some of the difference.
Increases with the WASD, the world, Canada, Argentina, Kazakhstan, Australia, and U.S. are all having higher production than last year. Russia, Ukraine, and the EU are having lower. Of course, Russia and Ukraine is hard red wheat. The European Union is soft red wheat.
The wheat harvest is continuing in the Southern Plains for the most part, though, and giving our products a great position in the world marketplace to take advantage with Russia having that dry condition. Of course, that has been leading to the swing in the wheat complex, that whether or not they've been pricing in these changes or not. And of course, when wheat goes up or has a hard rally or even a hard loss, it seems to take corn and soybeans along for the ride. And that is something that non-wheat growers are paying attention to as well when they look at those wheat prices. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our free daily e-newsletter. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.